Right, so we are about to speak to Wandile. Remember, Wandile is the host of Taking Care of Business, and his show is Mondays through to Thursdays between 5 and 5.30. Wandile, buddy, good morning.
Good morning, JT.
All right, so we're talking about the issues with spaza shops. Some are calling that we need to have stricter regulations. Some are saying that perhaps spaza shop owners should reapply, but some are saying, let's do our work with spaza shops. But if you look at spaza shops, one dealer in our country, they generate a significant amount of money that contributes to our GDP and providing jobs and income for township communities. Do you think doing away with spaza shops could be a solution?
Definitely not, JT. I mean, you have to retrace the history of why spaza shops exist within the townships themselves, especially within the South African context. They've always, provided a livelihood for those people that are running them. They've educated many, many, many people around the country. And I don't think you should do away with spaza shops. What you should do is regulate them and make it fair for anybody that wants to enter that particular market. And I think that's where government has failed. You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Mm. So ultimately what you would need to do is regulate it, because what's happened and the reason why we've seen South African-owned spaza shops actually failing against the foreign-owned spaza shops is that the foreign-owned spaza shops are not bound by any regulation. You know, they go somewhere and they open it up and they start operating. Whereas if you're a South African spaza shop owner, you've got obligations. You have to register an entity. You have to make sure that you pay tax towards it and all those kind of things. And it's more enforceable if you are a South African as opposed to if you're a foreigner, for instance. And I think government needs to look at it in that way. So you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, but you regulate it. You make sure that the people that are operating in that particular market are all operating under the same set of rules. So you don't have people, for instance, buying goods that have not been accredited. You don't have people buying goods that ultimately are killing lots and lots of children out there. So what I'm trying to say is that you need to regulate them. You need enforcement when it comes to spaza shops, but definitely not to do away with them at all, because that in itself will impact on a lot of livelihoods within South Africa itself. That will impact on a lot of South Africans' ability to be able to make money.
That's our brother Wandile Mazibu. We speak to him at 10 past 8 this morning. Buddy, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, JT. Enjoy the rest of the show.